Sometimes all you need to do is think. Now, you might have to wrestle with a scientific equation or to find the solution to an engineering challenge, and that's appropriate. But some things are a matter of common sense. No one has ever provided an adequate explanation for the Big Bang, that everything in the universe, and you know the universe is pretty big, everything in the universe was once compressed down into something the size of a pinhead or smaller. And that infinitesimally small thing exploded and a whole universe. Now, you don't need a PhD to know that that is absurd, patently ridiculous. To believe that, you've got to boldly go where no one for millennia had ever gone and stretch the bounds of credulity beyond breaking point. And that's what I thought when someone for the first time told me with a straight face that God's law had been done away with. The Bible itself makes no such statement. In one place, it talks about the law being nailed to the cross, but that's clearly talking about the ceremonial law. If God was going to eradicate his law, he'd be so clear about that that we would never mistake it. When the Ten Commandments were given, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Psalm 68:8. And then, thou shalt not kill, somehow just no longer applies? No, you just need to think and trust the word of God. Of course, we're not saved by the law, but that's a whole different thing. Use your head when it comes to the Bible. Accept what it says, and then don't let someone else's blind spots lead you away from the truth. Yes, people can be convincing. They can be sincere. They can be in earnest. But they can be convincingly, sincerely, earnestly wrong. Stick with the Bible, then you're okay. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.